Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pods. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP. I said, my name is JP.
Hola, soy Liliana.
Hola, Liliana. Where'd you go?
You missed me, don't you?
I missed you.
I know. That is our lesson for today.
Oh, my gosh. You were always pulling these contextual tricks on me.
I know. I miss it. That's the name of our lesson.
I miss it.
And the keyword is extraño.
Extraño, which is I miss, right?
Yes. And it's from the verb extrañar.
Extrañar. It means to miss.
Yes.
Okay. Like I miss the bus.
No.
No.
Okay, that's very important. Remember that miss in English, you can miss a person, but you can miss the bus, you can miss a call.
Okay.
In Spanish, no. Extraño, it means something you feel, you know, you miss it. You miss your boyfriend, you miss your family, your country, the meals.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of nostalgia in a way.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, so it's the feeling of longing for somebody.
Exactly.
That you don't see anymore.
Exactly.
All right. Extraño. Let's listen for that in the dialogue. We're going to hear the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué te pasa?
Extraño a mi familia.
Llámalos.
Buena idea. Second time.
¿Qué te pasa?
Extraño a mi familia.
Llámalos.
Buena idea. Third time.
¿Qué te pasa?
Extraño a mi familia.
Llámalos.
Buena idea.
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with a translation.
¿Qué te pasa?
What's wrong with you?
¿Qué te pasa?
What's happening with you?
¿Qué te pasa? Extraño a mi familia.
I miss my family.
Extraño a mi familia.
I miss my family.
Extraño a mi familia. Llámalos.
Call them.
Llámalos.
Call them.
Llámalos. Buena idea.
Good idea.
Buena idea.
Oh, good idea.
Buena idea.
All right. Okay, so somebody's feeling a little down, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel down too.
Don't worry.
Extraña mi familia.
Llámalos.
I know. I will. I seriously will.
Okay, good. Let's take a look at these sentences. Now, the first sentence is literally what is happening to you, but it kind of means like, what's wrong, right?
Yeah.
They notice something about them. And how do we say that?
¿Qué te pasa?
¿Qué te pasa? What's going on with you?
Yeah, and this is such a useful phrase.
Mm-hmm.
It's to ask like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Or what's up, you know?
Yeah, it's concern, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. ¿Qué te pasa?
¿Qué te pasa? You know what? We're going to leave that all as one chunk.
Yes.
So you can say that whole thing. I'm not going to even talk about the grammar. ¿Qué te pasa? Are you all right?
¿Qué te pasa? ¿Qué te pasa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The answer is, I miss my family.
Extraño a mi familia.
Okay, that's our key word, right?
Yes.
Extraño means I miss. Now, mm-hmm. What do I miss?
A mi familia.
A mi familia. Okay. So, familia.
Familia.
Is family.
La familia.
Okay. How about my family?
Mi familia.
Mi familia. So, that mi means my.
Yes.
And then what's the a?
It usually means two.
Two, right? But in English, we don't say, I miss to my family.
No.
But in Spanish, you do say, extraño a mi familia.
That's right.
Okay, you just have to say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the suggestion, this person is very helpful.
Yes.
The suggestion is, call them.
Llámalos.
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 Okay? This is one word that means call them. In English, we have two words, and I think we can find both of those English words in the Spanish word, right?
Yeah. In this case, they're just in one word.
Okay.
So you have llama, which comes from the verb llamar.
Llamar, which is to call.
Which is to call.
Mm-hmm.
And then los, it means like the family, you know? It has to be in plural because it's the family.
It's more than one person.
Yeah, it's more than one person.
So literally, call them.
Yes.
Okay.
And llámalos.
Llámalos. And so the person realizes, okay, that's a good idea. So they say?
Buena idea.
Buena idea, which literally is good idea.
Yes.
What's the word for idea?
Idea.
Idea. Like, it looks exactly the same.
I know. You just go the Spanish way. Idea.
Idea, right?
Yeah.
And how do you say it's a good idea?
Buena.
Buena idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So buena means good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think we should listen to the dialogue again three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué te pasa?
Extraño a mi familia.
Llámalos.
Buena idea. Second time.
¿Qué te pasa?
Extraño a mi familia.
Llámalos.
Buena idea.
Third time.
¿Qué te pasa?
Extraño a mi familia.
Llámalos.
Buena idea.
All right, we're back, and I know some of you might have a question of how to pronounce this word, llámalos.
Llámalos.
Llámalos. Now, you'll hear some people say it a little bit differently, right?
Yeah.
Like our friend Leo would probably say, llámalos.
Yeah, llámalos.
Llámalos, and then pronounce it with a more of a Y sound.
Exactly.
Okay.
But for example, in Argentina, they would say, llámalos.
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 Right, with a sh sound.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lily, what our listeners want to know is which one is correct?
They're all correct.
They're all correct.
Yeah, it depends. If you're learning Spanish from Argentina, you're going to say, llámalos.
Okay.
If not, if, you know, from Leo, which his Spanish is not that good. Please, Leo, I'm kidding. But no, you can say, ya.
Ya.
Llámalos.
Okay.
So it's easier.
It's kind of like a J sound.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Or if you use a Y sound, it's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
Llámalos.
Llámalos.
And nobody, I mean, people might notice the difference, but it's not a big deal.
No, yeah, it's not a big thing.
Okay.
Definitely.
Excellent. So, llámalos.
Llámalos.
All right. So, Lily, you miss your family?
I do.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, Latin culture, mm-hmm. family is very important.
Absolutely.
And very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't call them like every week, they start freaking out.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you live in the same town?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, okay. If you live in the same time, oh, believe me, they're going to be at your house.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you're in another country, you have to call them.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's very common.
Right. And some of you listeners that are traveling, you should call home, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we use a lot the word extraño.
Okay.
For everything, you know, extraño mi familia.
I miss my family.
Extraño la comida.
I miss the food.
Extraño mi país.
I miss my country.
Yes, we
okay.
use that a lot. And, you know, if you meet a lot of Mexicans that are abroad, just, mm-hmm. you know, they say extraño México.
Extraño Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
I miss Mexico.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not from Mexico, but I do miss Mexico myself.
I know.
Now, in English, I probably wouldn't say I miss my country, even though, you know, I love Seattle.
Yeah.
But I would probably say I'm homesick.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You have a great word.
Homesick?
Yeah, homesick.
Okay.
It's perfect because it actually describes that, you know, you're homesick.
Okay.
But the thing in Spanish, you cannot say, like, I'm enfermo de la casa or something. That
sick
doesn't
of the house?
Work.
No, you don't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't say that.
Okay.
But usually, if we want to say that, we say, estoy homesick.
Estoy homesick. I am homesick.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no native Spanish word for homesick?
No, we use the slangy U.S. word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? I approve. You can use it anytime you want.
Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Folks, if you have questions or comments for us, please leave them on our website, which is SpanishPod.com. We love to hear from you. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.